This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Many news outlets are trumpeting that there is a tremendous support for a pro-abortion Supreme Court justice to replace Anthony Kennedy, but the news has a little secret. While coat hangers are being sent to some senators to demand a particular kind of justice, and while other senators are making bold proclamations about how they plan to vote, the reality is that most Americans really don't like abortion. But beyond that, Supreme Court justices are not vetted by what their rulings would be, but by how they come to just conclusions. Judicial character is what comes before the U.S. Senate during confirmation, and attempts to procure judicial outcomes are merely political posturing, not fit for confirmation hearings. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. In other stories, the shooting for the new film on the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision is underway. Actors Nick Loeb and John Voight are spearheading the movie, expected to be released early next year. Pro-life advocates in Guam are boasting that the U.S. territory is now abortion-free with the retirement of its last abortion provider. One abortionist retired in 2016, and 2 months ago, the last abortionist retired and was replaced by a pro-life OBGYN. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.